Please, don't tell Mom and Dad about the car. I need you to tell them you did it. If they find out I did it, they'd never let me near the car again. Oh, please, you're my big brother. You're supposed to protect me and keep me from getting in trouble. If you don't tell, I can make it up to you. I will do anything. Literally anything. You will! Ah, you're the best brother in the whole world. Now, what it is that I need to do in order to pay you back? Really, clean your room. I offered anything you wanted, and that's what you choose. We're talking absolutely no limits here. Take out the cabbage for a week? I can't believe you. Let me explain this again. I will do absolutely anything. I will not say no. Such is my fear of our parents that I'm willing to do anything that is required of me to keep them from finding out. Before you answer again, let's look at the situation here. You're taking the blame for me doing some serious damage to the car. Mom and Dad will make you pay for that. So we are already looking at some serious money here. I am so responsible for money that I cannot help you with that. I spent it all on this sexy clothes. You'll be so poor that you probably won't even be able to afford a girlfriend. You'll have no outlet at all for your sexual needs. So, theoretically, if you were some kind of pervert, you could tell me to let you fuck me, and I would have to do it because, well, we made a deal. I am so worried about the car that I would be willing to have sex with my own brother in order to keep that secret. What? It wouldn't feel right. Are you implying that sex with me would not feel anything less than perfect? Am I not hot enough? You should have already been fucking me as soon as we made a deal. Seriously, what is wrong with you? Don't you want a piece of this body? Everyone else does. You're going to make me feel bad if you don't blackmail me into having sex with you. Especially after I went on the tremble to crush the car. You think about it? What is there to think about? If this was some story on the internet, you'd be balls deep in me already. No, you're just being mean. What kind of big brother are you if you aren't going to blackmail your little sister into having sex with you? How will I explain this humiliation to my friends? They all think I'm not cute enough for even my own brother to fuck. All the girls will be whispering to each other and pointing at me going, "See that girl? She's not having sex with her brother." How can I live with that? I'll need to drop out of school and stay home all the time and not get fucked by you. Yes, you better feel bad. You're a horrible brother. I have half a mind not to give you a blowjob right now. No, it's okay. You talked me into it. We made a deal, and I have to do whatever you tell me. I'm pretty certain you said something about me giving you a blowjob. Are you calling me Larno? Are you trying to make your own sister cry? No? Good. Now, stop trying to get away and let me get that cock out. Oh my. It's bigger than I expected. Oh. Brother, it seems that you have grown in a more ways than one. Now look at you. All big talk about not wanting the deal. But it seems you were nursing a semi at the thought of your own little sister offering her body to you. Always curious about how it would feel to have my big brother cock in my mouth. How would she react to my tongue swirling around the tip just like this? Does it feel good, brother? I have watched fuck tons of adult videos to prepare myself for this. For the moment, then I will finally be able to have my own brother's cock in my mouth. See? Did you really care that that was your sister's mouth? Of course you didn't. So, obviously what you want to do now is to put that cock into your little sister's pussy and fuck her silly. Because that's what any guy would want, isn't it? Even a brother. Especially a brother who didn't want to hurt his little sister's feelings by not taking advantage of her innocence and her newly young body. A nice big brother would realize that it was either blackmail his little sister into actually having sex with him or hurt her feelings. So you will have sex with me, right? Or rather, use the deal we made to force me into sleeping with you? You will? Awesome. I can have this dress off in 2 seconds flat. Birth control? Why are you worried about birth control? You're a guy. Are you that concerned about the chance of putting a baby in your little sister? You are. Oh. Well, in that case, I am totally in birth control. Like, at least 3 different kinds, probably. And even if I wasn't, it's not like I'd had this accident for when I was most fertile or anything like that. So, there's absolutely nothing to worry about. So, let's get on your bed. What? Missionary? Not on my watch, mister. Your little sister is getting down on her hands and knees and getting pounded from behind by her big brother. I know that's what you really want to do to me, so don't try to argue with me anymore. Okay. put it into me, but just a little bit. I'm tight. Yes, I am a virgin. How dare you insinuate that your sister is anything other than pure? Now, are you going to fuck me or what? Well, I'm not waiting for you. Hold still a moment. Oh, you're finally inside me. Okay. We're fucking now, so no going back. So, keep up this rhythm I started with your cock. I might as well make the best of it and drive my pussy back into you with each thrust. I did promise to do anything you said, so I have to do my best to pleasure you. No matter how you acquaint with me and incest disgusts me, although I am totally under your command, and you probably want to degrade me by making me enjoy this, so I'm forced to start enjoying it, aren't I? I'll just have to make sure that I have just as powerful an orgasm as you do before we're done. But I'm only going to have an orgasm in a minute or two here because you're making me have one, and not because I like it. Cut it? So, does it turn you on that you're cut up in your poor little sister's body? That she's so excited and horny, and even though it's her first time? How bad you just can't wait. Shoot your hot baby butter inside of her. Oh, baby bear. Oh, it's just a phrase. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it at all. Just give it all to me. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm coming. Coming from my own brother pouring his Satan to me. Oh. You have fucked me. I guess I am really in trouble. Now, you can blackmail me because we had sex and I'll be forced to continue our ancestral relationship just to keep my horrible secret. You'll probably just sneak into my bedroom tonight after Mom and Dad are asleep. Just to continue ravaging my young body. I leave the closet light on for you. I wouldn't want you to trip over anything. And I might be naked under the covers. But don't get the wrong idea that I like it or anything. There is no way I'm happy that I finally gave my virginity to my big brother. I just had no choice. And don't you dare give me one.